Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Q1 FY25 earnings conference call of IOL Chemicals and Pharmaceuticals Limited. From the management, we have Mr. Pradeep Khanna, Chief Financial Officer, Mr. Abhay Raj Singh, Senior Vice President and Company Secretary, and Mr. Rakesh Mahajan, Advisor Finance and Strategic. We also have an investor relations team from Adfactors. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Darshan Mankad from Adfactors PR for opening remarks. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Manav. Good afternoon, everyone. We welcome you to the first quarter FY25 earnings call of IOL Chemicals and Pharmaceuticals Limited. Before we begin the earnings call, I would like to mention that some of the statements made during today's call might be forward-looking in nature, and hence it may involve risks and uncertainties, including those related to the future financial and operating performance. Please bear with us if there is a call drop during the course of the conference call. We would ensure the call is reconnected the soonest. I now hand over the call to Mr. Abhay Raj Singh for his opening comments. Over to you, sir.
Thank you, Darshanji. Good afternoon, everyone. First of all, I would like to thank you all for joining us for the Q1 FY2025 earning conference call of IOL Chemicals and Pharmaceuticals Limited. Hope you all have gone through the results and the investors' presentation available on our website as well as the website of exchanges. For the context, let's take top-down approach and discuss global developments first. Global growth is projected to be in line with April forecast of IMF at 3.2% in calendar year 2024 and 3.3% in calendar year 2025. Inflation is expected to continue to cool, although in many countries, the price pressures will take longer to unwind than it took to emerge. Geopolitical uncertainty is elevated, with nearly half of the world's population already voting or heading to the poll this year. Hot wars and trade tensions are flaring. The resulting risk is more frequent, short spell of inflation. A slower expected glide path on rate cuts by the U.S. Fed Reserve, which plays an outsized role in global financial markets, will have a larger impact on rate decisions by developing economies. Consumer spending and business investments remain strong in U.S., while job growth is still at a speed that is consistent with moderate economic growth. The Eurozone economy is not strong, but it is clearly rebounding from a near recession last year. Demand in China is weak. Freight rate surge continues. Imports, exports, logistics, cost pain is expected going ahead. RBI is likely to start cutting the key benchmark interest rates as better monsoons and high crop sowing compared to the last year is expected to ease food inflation. India's economy has exceeded growth expectations, averaging 8.3% annual growth despite global uncertainties driven by strong demand and continuous government efforts towards reform and capital expenditure. In first quarter of fiscal year 2025, the Indian pharmaceutical sector experienced traction, with U.S. being steady and strong domestic growth. Chronic therapies continue to see traction, while acute therapies are witnessing recovery. API companies observe decline in price realization and continue to see opportunities over long term due to China Plus and Euro Plus One policy in regulated markets. In regard to specialty chemical, high channel inventory and de-stocking has led to continued volume and pricing pressure on the industry. In addition to this, continuous dumping by China and lower prices and hurting profitability. Normal monsoon and onset of timely rains has benefited agrochemical segment, with good volume growth. With this update, I now hand over the call to Pradeep ji, who will brief about our financial performance for the quarter, first quarter of FY 2025.
Thank you, Abhay. Good afternoon, everyone. And thank you for joining us today to discuss our performance for the first quarter ended 30th June 2024. I will take you through standalone financial highlights for the first quarter ended 30th June 2024. The total income of the company in the first quarter of financial year 25 stood at rupees 510 crore as against rupees 570 crore in the corresponding quarter of financial year 24 and rupees 511 crore in the previous quarter ended March 24. EBITDA for the quarter was rupees 58 crore as against rupees 80 crore in the corresponding quarter of financial year 24 and rupees 58 crore in the previous quarter ended March 24. EBITDA margin for the quarter declined by 260 basis points to 11.4% as against 14% in the corresponding quarter of financial year 24 and 11.3% in the previous quarter ended March 24. Net profit in the first quarter of financial year 25 was rupees 30 crore as against rupees 46 crore in the corresponding quarter of the last year and rupees 28 crore in the previous quarter ended March 2024. With easing of operating expense, EBIT margin for the pharmaceutical segment was maintained at 11.8% in quarter first of financial year 25, while EBIT margin for the specialty chemical segment was 1% in quarter first of financial year 25. The fourth for quarter first of financial year 25 was slightly increased to rupees 150 crore as compared to rupees 149 crore in the corresponding period of the last year, whereas it was rupees 159 crore in comparison to previous quarter ended March 24. R&D for the quarter was rupees 4.66 crore as against rupees 5.07 crore in the corresponding quarter of financial year 24 and rupees 4.76 crore in the previous quarter ended March 24. So with this, we open the floor for a question and answer session. Thank you very much.
Thank you. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. A reminder to all participants, you may press star and one to ask questions. We have our first question from the line of Sheikh Mohammed, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity. Sir, my first question is, we are getting so many approvals from China and Europe, but we are not getting any kind of approval from US. What is the reason behind that? Any inspection nearby or any update for that?
Thank you for asking these questions, but we are continuously talking about this in all the calls. And the reason is that the U.S. FDI, their inspection is due since long, but when they are going to inspect, is not informed by them. They normally do not inform to us. They just inform us within a day or maximum 2 or 3 days before the inspection. And the inspection is by them, decided by them itself. But considering the situation and the post-COVID era situations, we are mostly into the lifestyle drugs. Perhaps this is not into their priority. So that is why they are not inspecting the company like us as of now. But whenever they are going to inspect, most of the, I think we filed the DMF for 15 drugs. So our 15 drugs may be considered as a US FDA approved at one go.
Okay, that will help. Sir, another question is regarding EBITDA margin. Since last 4 to 5 quarters, management is repeating the words like we will achieve 15 to 20% EBITDA margins, but it's not getting maintained. What is the reason behind that, sir? And what is the
we are expecting the margin, as explained earlier, EBITDA margin around 15%, but due to the volatility in the raw material prices and substantial decrease in prices, especially API named as paracetamol and metformin, we were not able to achieve that margin which we were expecting around 1 year, past 1 year. The prices of paracetamol was reduced by around 40% in the last 1 year. More than 40%, and for metformin, it was reduced up to 20%, 15 to 20%. That may be the reason for lower margin of EBITDA, which we could not able to achieve, which we were projecting in the initial of the financial year, past financial year.
Okay, sir. Sir, what do you see for next few quarters? Any tailwinds for that, or same like of margins will be remaining?
We anticipate that, I think we have also mentioned in the last call also, that the prices are now bottom out. We think it may not go down beyond these numbers. And within two quarters, it may be, 1 or 2 quarters, it may be on the north side.
We expect 13 to 15% EBITDA margin in the near future.
Okay, sir. And, sir, regarding the investor, as a investor-friendly company, so since long we haven't given bonus or any kind of split or any kind of buyback, don't you think we... and the rules of buyback has also changed in recent budget. Don't you think we should bring any kind of investor-friendly actions?
So, bonus and the split, we can discuss this. The dividend, so we can discuss in the board, and the board is taking decision on it. But as of now, there has not been any decision. But split, let the prices of the stock to be that level, so the company can all consider the split. But as you, as of now, no decision has been on it, so we can't comment on it.
We have cash. We have cash. We can bring buyback, no?
Cash is there, you are right, but our priority as of now is to enhance the business, increase the capacities of the various products, and the cash is there to for grabbing any good opportunity in the market. So that is the main purpose. We are holding up the cash. If we do the buyback, good investors friendly move. But our priority as of now is to have the business increase at a higher level. Then we will be considering for the buyback.
Are we planning to?
May we please request you to rejoin the queue as there are several participants waiting for their turn?
Yeah, sure.
Thank you. Before we move on to the next questions, a reminder to all participants, you may press star and 1 to ask questions. The next question is from the line of Pradeep Rawat from Yogya Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon and thank you for the opportunity. So I'm pretty new to the company, so apologies if the questions are repetitive. So my first question is regarding our margins. So what is the margins for our chemical and other API division, and what is the margin for ibuprofen division?
We can't give product-wise margins. it can be discussed in separate internal policy of company to not to discuss these margin product wise. We can discuss separate call.
Yeah, okay. I will take that on a separate call. So my next question is regarding our the competition ramping up in ibuprofen market. So recently we saw a company doing a capex of 12,000 ton per annum for ibuprofen. So how do you see the dynamic panning out in this industry?
We are the largest player of ibuprofen since last more than a decade. And we are concentrating only on our clients, our regulatory approvals, our qualities and other after-sales services. So we are not have a policy to comment on any competitors' capex and other things. But we have our own strategy to tackle the competition in time to come, because we are the only company in the backward integration.
Yeah, understood. So are we expecting any kind of like price drawdown or margin drawdown with respect to overcapacity in the industry?
The prices are already, I think, bottom out, and we are getting regular order at certain prices of ibuprofen. So we don't fear any bottom out of more reduction of prices in ibuprofen.
Yeah, and my last question is regard to our shift toward non-ibuprofen business. So going forward, what kind of revenue contribution do we expect from a non-ibuprofen business?
Down the line, around 3-4 years, we are targeting 50% turnover of API segment from non-IBU segment, which is presently around 20%.
Yeah, understood. Thank you and all the best.
Thank you. A reminder to all participants, you may press star and one to ask questions. The next question is from the line of Priya Shah, a shareholder. Please go ahead. Miss Priya Shah?
Hello?
Yes, ma'am. Please go ahead with the question.
I have a couple of questions. First being, could you give breakup of exports in Q1 FY24 versus this quarter?
In this quarter, we have export 30% export and 70% domestic turnover, which is similar most similar to the last year export and domestic sales.
Okay, and on a Y-on-Y basis, we see that ibuprofen has seen lower decline in revenue in comparison to non-ibu profiles. So, could you explain why is that so?
We are focusing on the non-IBU business. Our IBU business is stable, and we added new products in the, our basket of APIs, so that you see the IBU share is decreasing and non-IBU share is increasing.
Okay, and also one more last question is that this quarter we have seen a substantial decline in the other expenses. So could you give us some understanding on why is that so, and will this number be sustainable going ahead?
Actually, in the last year, our power and fuel expenses are on high side due to coal prices, which are now stable and decrease somehow. Freight part is also on decreasing side, which is in the previous quarter and the previous year on the higher side.
Okay. Thank you. So that's it from my side.
Thank you. We have a follow-up question from the line of Sheikh Mohammed, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity again. Sir, my question, follow-up question is that, are we planning any acquisition for that we are saving the money?
If any good opportunity which is beneficial for the company, shareholder, or as a business comes in the market with at proper valuation, we may consider that. But as of now, our first priority is to go organically.
Okay. And sir,
in case any opportunity comes, we will reconsider it again.
Okay, sir, that will help. Another question is, I think in last quarter, in other expenses, there was some boiler expense was there. I don't know exactly, but I think some boiler expense was there. That's why last year the other expenses were higher. Am I right, or only the energy is the reason?
Yes, you are right. So because of that, maintenance, our other expenses, repair and maintenance are on higher side. And power and fuel expenses due to more power from the government, the power and fuel expenses are also on the higher side.
So do you think from next quarter onwards, this type of expenses will be maintained, or it will gradually increase or decrease?
And definitely maintained.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all participants, you may press star and one to ask questions. The next question is from the line of Vishal from Systematix. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity. Sir, I joined a bit late and I'm not sure whether this question is asked. Wanted to know the capacity utilization on ibuprofen and the non-ibuprofen basket.
So capacity utilization of ibuprofen is presently is around 80%. And for non-IBU, it has started increasing, which was earlier ranging from 40 to 70%. Now it is minimum is 52%. Depends on the product to product.
So at an aggregate level, it is around 50%, 52%.
No. On an average level, it is maybe around 59 to 60%.
Okay. And are we ramping up over quarters? Or so what was this utilization maybe a year back, same quarter?
For non-IBU, it is around... which is primarily 59 to 60%, around 2 years back, it is around not more than 25% on an average. Now, last year it was around 40-52%.
Okay. And sir, just one observation, like if I look at the balance sheet, we have almost doubled the gross block in the last 4 years. But our top line seems to be like almost where it was, so about a 10%, it's almost just 10% higher or even less, 5% higher. So what actually has gone wrong in the last 4 years for us?
There is nothing wrong. We have incurred some of the capex on ESG also for non-revenue generation projects also, like ETP, boiler revamping, the turbine operations, and some money incurred on the land also.
Okay.
Beautiful.
And we have made some warehouses, large warehouses in the storage capacity, increase our storage capacity also.
Okay. So, I think the land, apart from the land... and the ETP. So if effluent treatment plant would be to kind of be compliant with the norms that the government would have, and land would probably come into play at a later
time. We have ETP plant earlier, around 10 years back, but we have set up another ETP plant in the location itself with a large capacity.
Also, we have added projects manufacturing of paracetamol, Aster Canhide Aid, in the last 2 years.
Right. Got it. Sir, I just wanted to understand, like, if we kind of, the non-ibuprofen basket is at 60% utilization, how long can it take for us to be around 80-90% utilization? And
must go through that. We have started getting regulatory approvals from all the regulators, except still pending for US FDA. So we are expecting a ramp up of our capacity utilization at an optimum level within next 2 years.
Right. And ibuprofen, do you think prices can start to move up again because they've come down kind of almost
we go down beyond the current level?
Sorry, sir?
We think these current prices will not go down from the present level.
Okay. And you're not sure on when the upward trajectory would start, but they should not go below.
It's a market to no one predict exact numbers.
Right. We haven't seen any competitor moving out or closing down facilities. We haven't seen any such updates in the space.
There are limited number of players in the market for producing ibuprofen, and one player we heard they are closing US.
Sorry, closing?
They are going to close their facility in. They are planning to close their facility in US.
Okay. Got it, sir. Got it. Thank you very much. That's all from my side.
Okay, welcome.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Neelam Punjabi from Perpetuity Investments. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. My first question is on ibuprofen. So you mentioned that the capacity utilization was 80% for the quarter, and last quarter you had mentioned it was 85%, whereas the revenue is pretty much flat on a QOQ basis. So have the prices gone up during the quarter for ibuprofen?
No, the prices almost remain the same. Whereas the stock was reduced during that period.
Okay.
Prices are almost same level from the last quarter.
Okay, understood.
Besides our inventory.
Understood. Okay. Secondly, on the other API business, so this business has been, you know, largely flattish over the last three quarters at about 95 to 100 crores per quarter. So what is the growth that we are targeting for this segment in this year and next year?
Neelamji, if you remember, we discussed these questions around 1.5 years back also over the conference call. At that time, we said on a conservative side that we are very hopeful that this segment, we will achieve around 500 crores of business by 2024. But that we could not achieve because of the substantial fall in the prices of some of non-IBU products. If we think now that the time when we discussed and they said that we will be crossing 500 crores mark for the non-IBU, at that time, what were the rates? If we put those rates at today's quantities, it is going to cross 600 crores as by 2024. So we were not knowing that how the prices are going to reduce, and the prices were reduced very substantially for paracetamol and metformin and other products also. So that is the reason, and you see, if it is stable, that means our quantity is going up. So we are selling more into the market, but price realization is not that level. So that is the reason you see flat turnover. But in the marketing sense, we are growing.
So I understand that, sir. So how much is the volume growth for the other API business for this quarter on a YOY basis, if you can highlight that?
Volume,
yeah. During the call, I have already explained that from 40 to 43% come as in non-IV segment capacity utilization, which is around 59 to 60% during this quarter.
Got it. Okay, this is helpful. Could you help us understand in this other API revenue run rate of about 400 crores per annum, what would be the contribution of paracetamol and metformin respectively?
The contribution of paracetamol is substantially reduced. We can explain only this week now.
So as in out of this 95 crores of other API revenue, how much would be paracetamol? Can you highlight that revenue contribution, paracetamol and metformin both?
It is around the company as a whole, revenue-wise, it is not more than 10 to 12% of non-IP, non-IBU segment.
Okay.
Because the prices are so great, we intentionally reduce some capacity of paracetamol.
Got it. And what about metformin? Is it the same, not more than 10 to 12% of revenue?
No, it is more than that. It is around, 35%.
Okay, got it. We've received quite a few CEP approvals recently. So has our export contribution started going up?
Yeah, it has started increasing. Queries has also increased. Visits of various technical people of respective clients are coming for audit purpose. And we are getting some trial orders or samples. Quantity of queries has been already increased, and we hope within 3-4 quarters the improvement will be there.
Okay. Could you highlight what's the capex that we are targeting for FY 2025 and 2026?
Next year. It is again around 150 crore to 200 crore
per annum, both this year and next year.
This year also around this year, this financial year, it is around 200 crore, and next financial year it may be around 150 crore.
Okay, and where are we deploying this 200 crores this year? What is the what projects are we undergoing?
No, it was a mix of infra, land, and technology development.
And growth also.
And automation.
Okay, are we increasing the capacity of any of the existing molecules like paracetamol or metformin or anything?
As of now, we are consolidating our non-I API segment. Our first priority is to increase the capacity utilization of all the existing products and stabilize it at a certain level. After that, we will consider for any.
Got it. Okay. And lastly, I just wanted to know what's the net cash that we had as on 30th June?
That is around 190 crore in the bank.
Got it. Thank you so much.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Pradeep Rawat from Yogya Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the follow-up. So we have targeted to achieve 50% revenue from API segment, if I'm not wrong. Do we have products already developed for this ramp-up? And
No, this is not 50% revenue target from the API. This, within the API, the non-ibuprofen target is 50%.
Okay, so non-ibuprofen would be 50% target of overall revenue.
No, not overall. Within the API. Suppose if the API revenue today is 100 rupees, and out of 100, today's turnover, if we talk about the 65% comes from ibuprofen and non-ibuprofen.
Hello?
Sorry, sir, we have the management line disconnected. Please stay, please wait patiently. Gentlemen, we have the management back with us. Over to you, sir.
Yeah, Mr. Pradeep, I think you are there. So what yeah. I was saying is that the 50% target of the revenue is within the API. We have a target that 50% within the API should come from the non-ibuprofen portfolio, other than the ibuprofen.
Okay, understood. Okay. So my next question is regarding our inventory days. So it has increased quite significantly from FY23 to FY24. So could you highlight the reason behind that?
As we have added new products in the market also, so the inventory has been increased accordingly for the new products like paracetamol, acetic anhydride. That may be the reason to increase level of inventories in our finished product. And for raw material, we have got a good order from one vendor on alcohol. So when our raw material was also increased during that period.
Okay, understood. And you could you provide any guidance, any ballpark guidance for this year on a top line front?
We hope 10% increase in the year, in the current year.
Okay, and that would be on the volume front, right?
No, both volume and price.
Okay. So how much would be, are you assuming for price and how much are you assuming for volume?
I think more than 10% from the volume and 5 to 10% from the price.
Okay. 5% positive growth from price and more than 10% from volume.
Yes.
Okay. Understood. Thank you and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. Before we move on to the next question, a reminder to all participants, you may press star and one to ask questions. We have our next question from the line of Preeti Sharma from Invest First Advisors. Please go ahead.
Yes, hi. Thank you for taking my question, sir. I have a couple of questions. Are you planning to launch any new products in the non-IBU space this year?
PTG, we are having various products into the pipeline and our R&D team is continuously working on those such products. But we have not finalized or we are not at a stage where we can announce any such products as of now. So whenever we decide, we will be coming out the appropriate announcement and we will be discussing for those products.
Okay, that's great, sir. Smita, my second question is in terms of the expansion. So what is the target for this year in terms of the geographical expansion, especially for the non-IV products? And what kind of margin difference do we see between Europe and other foreign geographies, if we could highlight that?
So if you see that most of our products are having the CEP, European CEP, so geographical expansion definitely will come from the European regulated market, Latin America as well. And the realization is basically depends from a product-to-product basis. But in any case, around 20 to 25% are the better realization as compared to domestic price. This is what I am talking about on an average basis. If we talk to discuss, if we discuss on a product to product basis, some products may command better realization, at 25%, and some may little lesser than 25%.
Okay, okay, that's great, sir. Thank you so much, and all the best.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Tarak Kaur from an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Good afternoon. So I have three questions. The first question is the cost of raw material as a percentage of revenue has gone up on YOY and QOQ basis. Could you explain the reason behind it?
The prices of final product has been reduced, as we already explained, but the raw material which we have bought earlier or we have imported from various countries earlier before 2 quarters or 3 quarters, that will be reflected in this June quarter numbers.
Okay.
You can say high cost of inventory was there.
So basically it's a mismatch of the timing. Timing of the sale and the timing of the buying of the raw material.
Okay, sir. And could you give us a sense of how we plan to improve our margins in specialty chemical segment and how we should look it going forward?
In chemical, we are not able to get even positive numbers in the shape of bottom line. But from the last 2-3 quarters, we are in the, you can say, some EBIT numbers are getting quality numbers. Again, we launched last year acetic anhydride to add value in the chemical segment. Still, we are exploring various export market as we have got reach certification for our one of the product that is ethyl acetate last year, and now we are more focusing on the export of chemical also.
Okay. Are we planning to do any capacity expansion in our existing plant?
In the chemical segment or API?
Overall, sir. Like in chemical and as well as both.
Chemical, we have as of now, there is no immediate plan to launch, expand capacities. But we may have some planning for new launches in the time to come in chemical segment also.
Okay, okay. Yeah. Thank you. That is from my side.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Vishal from Systematics. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity again. Sir, on ibuprofen, can you share how much our revenue has declined in the last 4 years because of the price correction we have seen? Like what ibuprofen was 4 years back and how much it is today?
Earlier, around 4 years back, the prices of ibuprofen was ranging around $12. Now we are getting the average realization of $9 to $10. But our capacity utilization, except 1 year in 2022, the capacity utilization was around 65%. But after that, the capacity utilization has started increasing from 75% to 85% FY24.
Okay.
So you can calculate accordingly.
Right, sir. Right. is that you talked about a U.S. player exiting. So there are two U.S. players. So, right?
We have heard in the newspaper that SI Group is planning to exit.
Okay. They are also backward integrated, right?
Yeah.
Got it, sir. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Pradeep Rawat from Yogi Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you again for the follow-up. So, continuing on the last question, so SI Group is exiting from the ibuprofen business. So, what was its capacity?
We have heard in the newspapers that they are existing, but as per our internal sources, their capacity is around 4,500 to 5,000 tons.
Okay, understood. And my next question is regarding our peak revenue potential. So can you highlight that at current rates?
At current rate, it may be around 2,400 to 2,500 crore at the current rate.
So we are quite close to our peak revenue potential. So aren't we planning to do any type of expansion so that we can grow our asset base?
So basically, peak revenue basically is the situation where we are selling into the domestic market or we are selling into the export market. Suppose if we sell, increase our sale or market into the export market, our peak revenue can be any number from 3,000, even more than that. So this is a question which cannot be answered over the call, or this is a very imaginary question and imaginary answers as well, because we don't know how much we are going to sell into the domestic market and how much we are going to sell into the export market. So this is a very very subjective question. So we cannot get the appropriate answer to this question. This is a calculation we can do having certain assumptions that how much percentage of every product we are going to sell into the export and how much we are going to sell into the domestic market.
But the 2,500 crore figure is calculated only on the existing rates,
yes,
existing market, and existing production.
Ratio of the domestic as well as the export market. But our strategy is to increase our presence into the export market more than the domestic market.
Especially regulated market.
Yeah, specifically regulated market. That's correct.
Yeah, so how much do we generate revenue from export right now?
Around 30% of total revenue.
And, yeah, and how much are we planning for increasing it to?
Around 45 to 50%.
And any definitive timeline for that?
Maybe three to four years.
3 to 4 years. Okay. Thank you very much for answering all the questions and all the best for your future years. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. As there are no further questions, I now hand the conference over to Mr. Rakesh Mahajan for closing comments. Over to you, sir.
Yeah. Thank you very much for joining today. It was clear discussing our first quarter FY25. Performance. Going ahead for our non-IB segment, we continue to explore untapped opportunities in the regulated markets, launch new products, and improve operational efficiency to drive sustainable growth ahead. Further, the demand for specialty chemicals is gradually poised to improve going ahead. Thank you very much for attending the call. Looking forward to keep interacting with you at all the time to come. Thank you very much. Have a nice day.
Thank you. On behalf of IOL Chemicals and Pharmaceuticals Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.